The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The last reason why sometimes I can have hard times. Shalom Uvacha. Sorry for being a little bit late today. So we were talking about this week, so there's a lot of explaining, we're giving various explanations why sometimes tzaddikim have to go through hardships, panosa or whatever it may be, health. So either it's so that he should come out pure in Olam Haba, to get more tzchar in Olam Haba, or that he should be an example for everybody else, or sometimes the generation of people that are always complaining about everything, and therefore not doing the Avodah Hashem properly. So to show everybody how a person could have all kind of complications and hardships, and he doesn't complain. He said, he added to that, that sometimes it's Hashgoch, because the Shgoch of the generation needs a special tzaddik, and that tzaddik is what is Yisurim, it's a chaper on the whole door, it's a type of korban. Someone who's so close to the Shgoch of Hashgoch, that's something that bring the fruitful of Klal Yisrael. This is how much we don't realize how much every tzaddik, every Adam Gadol Yisrael, how much they care for every individual in Klal Yisrael. The most amazing thing, we have a president of the university, and he's taken to speak with first graders, he wouldn't know what to do with them. He wouldn't have patience with them at all. And we have the greatest minds and the greatest tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael that spend their time with even little children. So Shtein used to do that. Even Rav Kavetsky is doing that nowadays. Kids in Cheder, kids on the Bar Mitzvah, come to him to hear Shiurim. Yeah, so That's an akud of a tzaddik. The truth is, each one of us could have that. Each one of us could have that bechina of a tzaddik, living a life of caring for others, whether starting within our
Kol HaLashon
family, to be sensitive, and the more we can care for other people, the better. Come on, even if we're not going anywhere, with Atilus, Atilus has a tremendous power. The last reason that he brings that sometimes a tzaddik gets a punishment is because he wasn't meichah b'vnei doyroi. Person in a high position has responsibility to do what he can to make sure people stay in line. And if he doesn't do that, then it's also sometimes something that is worthy of punishment. The frightening thing, people in a high position, a high level of tzidkus, sometimes it's even, there's more tfiyas on him because he's doing a lot of mitzvahs, but he has to be careful to do the job with full responsibility. I remember there's once a big tzaddik. He's involved with doing a lot of chesed. He was Mr. Young. Rabbi Reb Steyman said, didn't say it publicly, obviously, because he was very close to the tzaddik. But he said that one doesn't know how much because you both was tevaya for people that involved him with the public. Sometimes inadvertently, they do not react properly, they don't have patience, whatever it is. Yeah. But each one knows thing, have to look in our position. We have our responsibilities. Everybody within a family. Hashem gave us a family, so that we should have that outlook. I have responsibility towards my family. Sometimes the responsibility is to give them what they need, and sometimes it is to give them boundaries, not to do things they shouldn't be doing. But the focus always is, how could I emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give as much as I can? The more we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we focus on others and on ourselves, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're so close to me, you're emulating me, I'll be close to you, I'll give you everything you need also. And everything, like we said, especially this time of year, to have a lot of simcha shel mitzvah. We have a special Am Hashem, a close to Hashem. And if we have simcha, then we'll have the patience to deal with all the different things we have to deal with also. And do it in the best possible fashion. And be makiri tzeva 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 for everything.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.